One of the best surprises when I was growing up was when my mom brought home baby chicks for Easter. Yep, my bantam hen Alice became my best friend. She rode on the handlebars of my bicycle, slept in my bed, watched TV, and was potty trained. That was my vision of agriculture. My family is over 6 generations removed from the farm, so to me, agriculture was Alice. But my vision grew. When I moved to Wisconsin, my teachers made agriculture compelling, something that I wanted to be a part of. They found a way to take a city girl and put her in a place where she found out that there was no single formula that defined her path to success, just a want to always be better. I found a love, an obsessive passion for science and research. My skill level grew from ground zero to having knowledge in bacteria growth, cell division, animal reproduction, the life cycle of E. coli. Who would have thought that this city girl would have grown in knowledge and skill through agriculture? Even though each of us sitting in this room comes from a different background, the over 12,000 people sitting in this room shows that by being here, we are willing to grow.
What would your life look like if you had not grown over the past 5 years? How are you different from when you were 12 years old? Think about that growth and how you have changed. Now, what if you could continue to grow exponentially? Who will you be in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? Let's grow not just for survival, but grow to become better leaders, friends, teammates, siblings, better people. Growth surrounds us in our world, and we as humans were formed to grow. There's this natural drive to continue to advance, continue to improve, and continue to make our world better. Continually growing is essential for our happiness and helps to give us a purpose. Each of us has more personal growth to be achieved. Choose today to grow. Now is the time to grow.
Years ago, 33 farm boys gathered, and they had no idea of what this organization, the one they would soon create, would look like. I know how they felt. As a freshman in high school, I had never heard of FFA, never seen a jacket before, and either had anyone in my school. But a business teacher came to me and asked if I'd like to help start the chapter in my hometown. Didn't take long before I was hooked. And later that year, we received our chapter charter on stage at state convention. From that point forward, it was our goal not only to grow our chapter, but to grow FFA into becoming a staple within our community. Just as I'm proud of the growth my chapter has seen, we can all be proud in the growth our organization has seen. We've grown from 33 farm boys that wanted to make themselves better agriculturalists to a group of young men and women who want to make a better agriculture industry.
$540,379 members, a record number of membership. 7 million students enrolled in public high schools who never enter the the leadership and critical thinking skills for which our organization is known. And we have an obligation to provide the greatest minds American agriculture has ever known. We will continue to grow FFA because we must. Now is the time to grow FFA.
The year was 1944. World War II was in full swing, and this convention was only attended by 234 members after hundreds of young men left the family farm to defend freedom across our world. Labor shortages were outstanding, but the U.S. Extension Service pushed for increased production. Agricultural yields became 38% higher than the year before the war began. This trend continued, and by 1950, agricultural production was the highest it had ever been. In the past 62 years, we have not stopped growing. In 1950, the average U.S. farmer produced enough for 33 people. Today, the average U.S. farmer produces enough food for 154 people. A farmer's work can feed nearly 5 times more people today than it did in 1950. Efficiency has practically quintupled. In 1950, farm size was 205 acres. Today, the average U.S. farm is over 450 acres, nearly twice the size it was in 1950. Total crop yield measured in tons per acre has increased by over 360%. With these increases, our knowledge and awareness of domestic and global hunger continues to rise. If a person is food insecure, they don't know where their next meal is coming from. Agriculture is answering the call, and food insecurity has decreased by over 50%. Farm size, production yields, and hunger awareness continue to grow. The foundation of American agriculture rests upon one word: growth.
American agriculture is the most powerful food engine in the world, producing a food surplus in our country every year. If we produce enough for our own, why keep agriculture as a main focus in FFA? Why prepare for careers in an industry already so advanced? Because there is more to be done. Today, 7 billion people call our planet home. In the next 40 years, another 1.7 billion will do the same. That's 158,000 new people arriving every day. In addition to this growing need, there are 49 million people in the United States and a billion people abroad who face hunger and food insecurity. The need is great, the stakes are high, and hunger must stop. That is why we keep agriculture as a main focus in FFA. We face the challenge of producing food for the new people arriving on our planet, as well as those who have fallen through the cracks. Everyone in this field house today, in this city, the state of Indiana, in our country, on our planet, every single one of us depend on agriculture every single day. We are committed to being the generation that ends hunger while making a healthier planet. Improving agriculture is our task, as it will be our generation who moves agriculture forward. We will not rise to this occasion. We will rise with it. Now is the time to grow agriculture.
We are here. From every corner of the country, we are here in this city, in this building, in these seats. We've been talking about one word: grow. These four letters, it's more than a word, it's more than a theme. Consider it your call to action. You don't get to travel here and sit in these seats because you are average. We are sitting in these seats because we are leaders. Leaders do not sit idle. Leaders grow.
Leaders grow their future.
Leaders grow their communities.
Leaders grow their influence. Leaders grow their passion.
Leaders grow their voice.
My friends, this organization in this industry needs to grow, and it needs leaders. And the only place these leaders are going to come from are these seats. If we say that we are ready to lead, then we better be ready to grow. And not when we next week, not when we graduate, not 5, not 10 years down the road. Today, this week, now is the time to grow. Now is the time to grow ourselves. Now is the time to grow FFA. Now is the time to grow agriculture. The need has never been greater. The stakes have never been higher. FFA members, this week, get ready to grow!